What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Mike and Joe Show. It's been a while, but we're back. And what was it? The last time we got together, it was before the Super Bowl, right?
It was right before that, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep. We all saw what happened there.
Yeah, unfortunately. Unfortunately, Brady walked away with another one, his sixth. It's pathetic, to say the least. I'm glad it was, like, the least watched Super Bowl in, like,
it was
a while.
It was a pretty. It was pretty bad, dude. It was pretty bad. It was definitely bad to watch and, like, try to... There was, like, no offensive play whatsoever.
Yeah, it was horrible. What was it, like, 3-0 for the first three periods or some shit? I don't know. It was bad. It was horrible. But, yeah, I don't know. What is it, Monday? Basically got a lot done today. Sheesh. Cleaned the whole house. Did a couple things. Had to take Max to the doctor's early, so did all that, but yeah, man, basically feels good to have the house clean. It was a snowy day, so kind of stayed in.
It does feel good when you, like, actually, like, clean that bitch from head to toe.
Yeah, hell yeah. I got, like, 2 big bags of laundry and literally just shit to take to Goodwill. 2 big bags full of it. It feels good to just, like, condense your clothing to, like, half because you don't need or use half of that shit.
Yeah, I still haven't done that yet, but I plan on doing it. I got bags that say Goodwill on them, but they're, like, half full.
Just taking up space. No reason.
I do have a bunch of shit that I'll probably never wear again.
I know I do. That's why I got rid of it. And the things that are, like, I couldn't get rid of, I kind of kept. Like, a whole bunch of hoodies that I can't let go of. A whole bunch of tees I can't let go of. I'm going to cut most of, like, the designs out and have Ruby stitch them all together. Make a big-ass, kind of, like, not so much quilt, like blanket kind of deal, but something I can hang up in the shop to, like, wrap all that old, like, our old brands and everything else, like, WC Locals, Monobonds, SK shit.
Yeah. That would be real dope.
Yeah, so.
Just to be able to put that all together.
Yeah, so she says she could sew, so. Does your mother sew? Boom! Get her sew that! I might actually watch JoJo tonight. I might.
I don't have that on DVD.
That's kind of disrespectful. I actually might have a copy down here you might be able to grab. Yeah, we're doing this podcast out of the basement. Joey had some free time, so we rolled over. We're trying to get as many out there to you guys as possible. So, just crushing them when we can. We got over there. So have you watched anything new for our Rotten Onions movie reviews?
I honestly can't say that I have.
No?
I think I've seen... I watch a lot of ID Channel, man.
Yeah.
Like, crime I watch solving. A lot of, like, it's all...
Forensics.
Yeah. And they're just...
Semen everywhere.
They're all true stories. So, like, I really like it. And it's really fucked up to see what people... Like, what some people, like, really have done.
Yeah.
Like, that it gets pretty wild. But they got 1 billion shows.
I've been watching a lot
evil
of...
Evil Twins, Evil Wives.
Well, we watched the Ted Bundy tapes, which was, you know, exactly what I thought it would be. Pretty disturbing.
yeah.
I didn't know much about them, but I knew enough. And then I learned a lot more about them, and I was like, you're a fucking piece of shit. Like, how... I get how he got away with it, because, like, it was the fucking 60s, 70s, so, like, there's no internet, there's no, like, I get it, like,
no,
it's
hard. You could literally just be like, hey, would you mind giving me a hand with my flat tire? And any girl or guy would walk over and be like, sure.
Well, that's pretty much how he did it, and he, like, conned people. He was like,
yep.
It was fucking, oh, God, it was crazy. I'm sure everybody's seen it by now. If you haven't, it's worth it. You know what else I recently got into? A joint called Slobby's World on Netflix. Basically, crazy dude owns a store called Generation Cool. Flips nothing but retro 80s and 90s shits, which are, like, both of us really into. So it, like, got me immediately.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to look him up. Yeah. I haven't watched it yet, but...
And me and Ruby were watching a couple episodes last night when we were cleaning the house, getting clothes together and shit.
I want to look up his shop. Like, we should go to his shop.
CJ was just out there, right? Just went to Arizona, comes back, finds a show, and was like, looks up Tucson, Arizona, how far away it would be, and it was literally an hour away. He was like, what the fuck? Flew back a couple days later, finds out about this shit.
So he didn't sees go? It.
Well, he was already home. He found out about where it was when he got home.
After back to he Westchester. Got back.
Yeah. It was literally an hour and a half away, which is drivable to, if the dudes are there to meet him.
I mean, if it's there and you know it's there.
And just to stop in. I mean, it's a good show. Just flipping. Flipping and buying retro shit at thrift stores for, like, you know, pennies on the dollar, $10 here and there, and then making, like, hundreds to thousands of dollars flipping them, restoring shit. It's just cool. All 80s and 90s retro shit. Like I said, shit we grew up with. Fucking comes in there with, like, a box of Ninja Turtles. Just sells them five bucks a pop. Like, fucking sick. I got some, went to my mom's crib today, pick up some stuff. Got a retro Venom action figure, and we'll give it to the boy. But I found it. I was like, oh shit, like the good ones that like bend at the knees and the fucking elbows and shit. Not like
that. Oh, you know, the fully flexible,
not like the like pussy ass skull, right, Dad?
Not like the Jones today where like you can't move any part of the body, it's just one big mass. You can get them like pretty tall, which is cool, but they just like don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they just they're stiff, they're yeah. just like four pieces of plastic instead of like a configured action figure, you know, yeah. like. But, yeah, I mean, that's, we got any other rotten onions? What else have you seen? Like, what else have you, I know you watch fucking shit. I know you watch it all the time. You watch a lot of movies.
Yeah, but I haven't watched any movies.
I don't believe you.
It's honestly just been Xbox and late night ID channel.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, basically, besides, like, the ID channel, I just been playing Kingdom Hearts, between Kingdom Hearts and, like, a little bit of Creed, a little bit of Hearts.
Yeah, so the old Xbox, yeah. little Creed and Hearts. Was it Kingdom Hearts 3, right?
Kingdom Hearts 3 is, it's a pretty solid game.
It's funny because, like,
it's fun to play.
I never banged with the first two. I never really messed with them. And I knew what they were about, but I never really, like, screwed around with them. And then I rented it, Kingdom Hearts 3, just because it was new and it was something else to play. Screwed around with it, and ended up being pretty dope. Definitely worth a playthrough. I know you're playing it with your son, right?
Yeah, he likes all the... It's all Disney-based, so it's all, like... It's good for kids. Kids like it. It's, like, interactive.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. A lot of things pop off. And it's, like, simple to do. So, like, little kids can play it and stuff. I actually think Carmelo would like it. I don't think she's tried playing it yet, but she would probably like it. It's dope, though. You touched base on all, like, the different Disney stories and everything. So, people who have played it, I'm sure you know what we're talking about. But people who haven't, it's definitely worth a try.
But you do got a couple other ones coming up, like Metro. I know Metro, you can... It's coming, I think, April.
I know you love Metro.
That new one's going to be really good.
I honestly don't have anything I'm looking forward to for the longest time. What's that joint called? I can't think of it right now. It's pretty dope, though. You fly around in an Iron Man suit. I forget what it's called.
Anthem.
Yeah, that looks pretty dope. Pretty excited about that. Other than that, oh man, I don't have too much time to be playing games right now. It sucks. I wish I did. I thought in the winter it'd be slower, but it's not. So, just keep grinding, you know. Usually on nights where I can't sleep, I'll sneak down, pop a couple hours on, and then hit the fucking bricks.
Pretty much.
You're almost done Kingdom now, right?
I should be. I think so. Okay. I don't know. All right. That shit could totally open back up again.
Okay, all
right. But as of right now, I don't think there's any more worlds to go to.
Yeah, and you just ran through Red Dead. Red Dead was good. I still haven't beat that.
That was real good.
We're both still trying to crush Creed. Not happening anytime soon.
It's a lot.
It's a big game. I got a couple things on my plate, but I'm not really touching down on them yet. There's just too much right now. I just got too much.
Yeah, I know. And you always want to play something else, but then you just go back to, like, your main two.
Yeah, and then I'll just randomly put in, like, Forza 4 or something, like Horizon. And
yeah, just, see, that's like, always nice to have.
I've raced, like, three races, so I'm like, all right, that's all I needed. I'll put something else in. I don't know, man. It's a little crazy, but that's about our little video game touchdown.
That's all we got. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. This is Mike and Joe signing out. We'll see you next time.